The Latin Lover, a pocket dictionary of the language of the Catholic Church, compiled by the Pope's own Latinist, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster.
Hello there, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, and I wish to untangle a web of words today. You say that in Latin, Father Foster.
No,
who's here with me in studio?
Explicare verborum rete.
I'm into words today. How do you say terrorism?
Most people just give in and say terrorismus. Other people say use the word terror, like terror as terrorism.
So what do you prefer?
Well, it depends on the context. Ego non timeo terrores, I would say. I don't fear terrors, which would mean perhaps terrorists.
So to fight the terrorists, security personnel are hired. In journalese, they say sometimes security personnel are blanketing the streets.
Blanketing the streets. Cooperion, what are you going to say? Securitatis custodes vias operiunt are covering the streets.
And another thing that's being done is to foot future security. You unearth new clues.
To foot. Ah, I know, to pay the price for. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. No, that's all right. No. Ut pro ventura securitate solvas, debes what new...
Unearthing new clues.
Nova debes e fodere indicia. That's easy.
Unearthing new clues or possible plots.
Vel coniurationes que firi possunt.
There were plenty of those. In Roman times,
yes, we have enough of that.
Also, at a top level, proposals were floated.
Proposita facta sunt, or res proposite sunt. Things were proposed, that's easy.
You know, in the old days, you used to have town criers, no? Is that right?
Yeah.
Now we talk about high alert. We don't have town criers. We have
tricorners. Tricorners are the people who used to, give the time of day or turn out the lanterns at night, etc.
And let people know what was going on in a small village.
Tricorners, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The town criers. Well, now we have other ways, other media to...
What do they have?
To stress high alert, no?
High alert. Ooh. No, mac vigilancia... suadetur maxima. There you are. Maxima suadetur vigilancia. The greatest vigilance is suggested.
Okay. To catch terrorists off guard as they are looking for targets.
Oscitantes, yawning. Oscitantes or negligentes de prehendere terrores. To catch terrorists. Oscitantes, yawning or negligentes, careless.
As they are looking for targets.
Dum metas conquirunt. They're looking for objectives.
Other words that are related to terrorism that one reads in the newspapers these days all the time. For example, you could say the ripple effects of kidnapping.
Oh, Lord, help us. No. Ulterior, I can hear that right. The fact is, you can see Latin right away is much more concrete than all this kind of blah, blah, blah jargon here. The ripple effects of what?
Of kidnapping.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's harder. Well, they would probably say, no. Ulteriores seductionum effectus. Ulteriores effectus, the further effects. Seductionum is not seduction, but leading someone away. That's your kidnappings, more or less.
And how would you say on the trail of kidnappers?
On the trail of.
On the track of.
Vestigia prementes sequestratorum, if you wish. Prementes vestigia, pressing the footprints.
How would you translate making a splash of something?
The thing made a splash. Maximum excitavit spectaculum. Mm. It brought about the greatest kind of awing and looking and wondering.
Which the Romans loved doing, didn't they?
Yeah, the spectaculum was very popular with the Romans.
It was quintessential to their lives.
Oh, yeah.
How do you say that? Quintessential.
Pertinebat ad aurum vitae essentium.
Essentium is quintessential.
Well, the essence of their lives.
And quintessential comes from there, no? It's essentium.
Well, the fourth, the fifth sense, the fifth essence.
We didn't invent anything.
No, nothing's new, really. Some of the ideas, the expressions are new, but the ideas really have been there all the time. They've had kidnappers and terrorism since Adam and Eve. So we have the words, it's to get them right.
The Romans were great on security, weren't they? They were organized people.
Yeah, but you'd be surprised. Here in Rome, a lot of people don't realize that. Until way past the time of Augustine, armed people were not allowed in the city. You could not have an army or soldiers or policemen in the city.
Out of bounds.
Yes, that was against democracy. And so there were a lot of riots and people were getting stabbed and all this other stuff around the place. And so while they had security, they had this thing about they didn't want the army or these guys hanging around behind them over their necks. No. Very interesting.
So was it just a local thing, or was it all over the Roman Empire?
No, that was by law.
All over the Roman
Empire? Oh, yeah, yeah. And generals would come to Rome and put their armies out like where the catacombs are now, San Callisto, and come into Rome as private citizens. They couldn't march around the place.
You've been listening to Latinist Professor Reginald Foster in a program presented and produced by Veronica Scaresbrick.